This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Kentucky's conservative Republican legislature passed a sweeping bill aimed at regulating the lives of transgender youth that included banning access to gender-affirming health care and restricting the bathrooms they can use. The bill also bans discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools and allows teachers to refuse to refer to transgender students by the pronouns they use. The bill easily passed the GOP-dominated legislature, but the damaging bill was stopped by Kentucky's Democratic governor, who vetoed the bill. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said that the bill allows too much government interference in personal health care issues and rips away the freedom of parents to make medical decisions for their children. Beshear warned that the bill's repercussions would include an increase in youth suicides. The governor said, "My faith teaches me that all children are children of God, and Senate Bill 150 will endanger the children of Kentucky." Beshear said that transgender children and their parents were among the Kentuckians who contacted his office. Beshear said, "I heard from children that believe this bill is picking on them and asking, in many ways, why? I told them I was going to show them that there is at least one person in Frankfurt that cares for all of our children in the Commonwealth, no matter what." Transgender medical treatments have long been available in the U.S. and are endorsed by major medical associations. Governor Beshear said, "The American Medical Association reports that receipt of care dramatically reduces the rates of suicide attempts, decreases feelings of depression and anxiety, and reduces substance abuse." The bill also would prohibit schools to discuss sexual orientation or gender identity with students of any age. Another key provision in the Republican bill would require school districts to devise bathroom policies that, at a minimum, would not allow transgender children to use the bathroom aligned with their gender identities. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky says that it stands ready to challenge the measure in court if it becomes law. The legislation in Kentucky is part of a national movement, with state lawmakers approving extensive measures that restrict the rights of LGBTQ plus people this year, from bills targeting trans athletes and drag performers to measures limiting gender-affirming care. The Montana legislature is advancing bills against LGBTQ and transgender citizens, against drag shows, and more. NASA and NOAA found that our planet had one of its hottest years on record in 2022 as ocean heat soared and sea ice coverage in Antarctica melted to near record lows. The two federal science agencies said that last year was the fifth warmest in recorded history, with global average surface temperatures that were 1.6 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the 20th century average. The last 9 years have been the warmest years since record keeping began in 1880. Scientists agree that the world has already warmed about 1.1 degrees Celsius, or 2 degrees Fahrenheit, since the late 1800s. The landmark 2015 Paris Agreement set out to limit global warming by 1.5 degrees Celsius in order to avert the most catastrophic consequences of climate change. A major report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change estimated that global warming could surpass 1.5 degrees Celsius by around 2040. The consequences of global warming are already occurring around the world, from last year's devastating floods in Pakistan to record-breaking heat waves in Europe and Asia, and ongoing drought around the world. Studies have shown that global warming will intensify many of these kinds of extreme weather events. NOAA also found that the oceans are warming to alarming extremes, with record-high ocean temperatures last year surpassing the record set in 2021. And warming is compromising sea ice coverage at the Earth's poles. Antarctica's average yearly sea ice coverage shrank to 4.1 million square miles last year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.